The stock market feels black and then blue.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. There were such strong profits earlier this week from J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. And then this morning, General Electric and Bank of America come in showing losses. Chief Economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial says it's a case of black and blue.
Those stocks that are posting strong increases into the black are stocks that were companies that were in very good shape before the crisis, weathered the crisis well, and we're starting to see those companies like GE, B of A, that had more exposure to the problems that we've seen over the last year are the ones that are sort of more battered, the black and blue.
Feeling blue this morning, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are down about 1 2/10%. The Dow has lost 107 points, so it's back down now to 9,955. European markets are off about 1%, and Asian stocks were mixed earlier today. There's a price war in the book business, and it's Walmart versus Amazon. Walmart has cut prices on 10 popular titles, targeting Amazon's core business just as we head into the holiday shopping season. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
It's a clash of the titans, kind of like King Kong versus Godzilla of the online marketing world. Walmart fired the first shot. Yesterday, it slashed the prices of 10 highly anticipated new hardcover books to just $10 if customers pre-ordered online. Within hours, Amazon responded by matching the offer. But Walmart was not to be outdone, promising to drop its prices to just $9 by this morning. The bargains include titles by Stephen King, Barbara Kingsolver, and John Grisham. Walmart's even throwing in free shipping. But just like in the movies, when titans tangle, little people can get crushed. At $9 or $10 a book, both Amazon and Walmart are likely losing money on each sale they make. And independent booksellers are unlikely to be able to compete. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Now, from the Help Wanted department, a British translation firm is looking to hire people with a specific linguistic skill, fluency in Glaswegian, the tongue spoken in the Scottish city of Glasgow. We get the story from Stephen Beard in London.
Glaswegian English has baffled visitors for years. The heavy accent alone renders it hard to follow, but add the rapid delivery and the local patois, and it's incomprehensible to the outside world. Take the word toty, for example. It means small, or hee-haw, for nothing, or the phrase shoot the craw, to leave in a hurry. Very quaint for tourists, but Glasgow is growing as a business centre. The language barrier is becoming a problem. Jurga Zelinskien of the London interpreting firm Today Translations.
We had had some requests from our clients who were in need of some assistance when they were holding the meetings in Glasgow with local people. This is one of the reasons that we advertise for Glaswegian interpreters.
Business visitors who want to go it alone in Glasgow are advised at least to take a phrasebook. And whatever you say in this famously tough city, try not to invite what they call a Glasgow kiss. In American English, it's a headbutt. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
President Obama has said he doesn't want health insurers denying coverage to people who have pre-existing conditions. But this morning's Washington Post quotes critics who say the health care measure in the Senate would let employers make coverage harder to get for unhealthy people. Washington Post staff writer David Hilzerath, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you.
So this legislation lets companies give their healthy workers bigger breaks on insurance premiums than they're allowed to give now. Wellness incentives. What's wrong with that?
Well, a coalition of labor unions and organizations devoted to combating serious illnesses, groups such as the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, they oppose these provisions, and they say that they could be used by employers to drive certain employees out of their health plans. They fear that the legislation could be discriminatory in effect and that it could make health care unaffordable for those who need it most.
Are these penalties for people who fail medical tests, or are they breaks on coverage? Are they incentives for healthy habits?
They're both. They're two sides of the same coin. The way the law is written, there are limits on the size of the incentives that employers can offer based on the attainment of health status targets. One person is charged less for meeting those targets, another person is charged more for failing to meet the targets. And when employers divvy up their compensation and benefits budgets, you're either a winner or a loser.
Well, the legislation does make exceptions for people who have medical reasons for not meeting these wellness targets, but they don't think that closes the loophole?
That's right. They're not satisfied that that will close the loophole. For one thing, they fear that it's hard to draw the line between weight issues, blood cholesterol issues, blood pressure issues that are innate and those that are within someone's control.
We've become used to incentives for good behavior, basically. But it brings up, as you write, it brings up a philosophical question about it, whether that's what health insurance is.
It does raise a very profound question that's at the heart of this healthcare debate. That is, should health insurance be like car insurance, in which good drivers get discounts and bad drivers pay a penalty, and everyone is encouraged to adopt more responsible habits? Or should it be a safety net in which the young and the healthy, in effect, subsidize the older and the sicker, with the understanding that health and youth are transitory?
Washington Post staff writer David Hilzenrath, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, if you have 1 minute to visit our website, I have crammed this entire week's business news into a 60-second poem. It's the Marketplace Minute, and you can watch the video at marketplace.org. The Dow's down 120 points. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.